Washington State is being hit with whooping cough or pertussis, the biggest outbreak since before the pertussis vaccine was invented back in the 40s. Health officials have identified nearly 1,300 cases this year, 10 times more than the 128 reported last year. Cases are also up in other states, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin. In Washington's Skagit County, the preventive health program has been practically shut down because of budget cuts. And at $400 for a diagnostic test, some doctors are being advised to treat based on symptoms, not test results. Dr. Jeffrey Duchin is chief of communicable disease and immunizations for Kings County, Washington. Doctor, budget cuts are one thing, but why else is this happening? What are you seeing?
Well, to rephrase Jerry Lee Lewis, there is a whole lot of coughing going on out here. Mm-hmm. I think that there are probably a number of reasons why we're seeing an outbreak of this size right now. One is that pertussis naturally is a cyclical disease, so every 3 to 5 years it surges and then recedes and then surges again. This year, we're seeing one of the largest outbreaks in memory, and I think there are a number of things. One is probably related to the fact that in the late 1990s, we switched over to a new pertussis vaccine. Previously, we used what was called a whole cell vaccine, which had a significant rate of adverse effects that people didn't like. Lots of arm swelling, high fevers, a certain number of what are called febrile seizures, which although they don't cause any damage, they are very upsetting to parents. And so this vaccine was created to be less what's called reactogenic or fewer side effects. It's turning out that it's probably producing less long-lasting immunity as well. The vaccine works very well to protect our youngest for a couple of years when they're most vulnerable, but then as the children age into school-age years, they become increasingly susceptible as time goes on.
But we also know that a federal study has found that Washington State has the highest percentage of parents who voluntarily exempt their kids from these vaccinations, so they may not be as effective, but people aren't taking them.
Well, that's another piece of the puzzle. You know, we do have a large number of people in Washington State who don't immunize their children fully, and clearly that's not helping the situation at all. And we know a large proportion of our cases are in unimmunized people, and particularly the older kids and adults also, you know, sometimes aren't aware that they are recommended to have a Tdap or pertussis booster. So we have many unimmunized adults, many teens haven't yet gotten their vaccinations. So there are a significant number of unimmunized people who are contributing to this outbreak as well.
Well, and we know that the laws in Washington have changed so that parents now have to show that they've spoken with a physician before they can opt out of having the vaccine. So that just is a sidebar to what you're dealing with there. Before we get to your other reasoning, how contagious is this? I mean, what are you seeing? You say a whole lot of coughing. Are you literally seeing people coughing in the streets of Washington, and is it contagious?
If you came out to Seattle, you wouldn't notice that there was a whooping cough outbreak. There's certainly no reason why anyone should reconsider visiting the area. Let me just say that. But the disease causes severe illness, hospitalization, and even death in infants, and that's what we're most worried about. But in older children and adults, it causes a prolonged cough illness, which can be quite disruptive. It can interfere with sleep, cause paroxysms or fits of coughing, can cause people to cough until they vomit, can cause them to cough so that they crack their ribs or break blood vessels in their eyeballs. But for the infants, it's most deadly. And public health strategy is based on preventing pertussis in infants and children. And that means trying to make sure that anyone that's going to be in contact with an infant or pregnant woman gets their vaccination, that they do not go around infants and pregnant women if they're coughing, and that pregnant women also be vaccinated, because that vaccine not only will protect the newborn in the most vulnerable period, the first few months, but also will protect the mom from getting pertussis and then spreading it to the baby when it's an infant. Yeah.
You also say that there's speculation that the pertussis bacteria may have changed and adapted?
Correct. There are some scientists who believe that the pertussis bacteria has naturally changed over time, or perhaps even in response to pressure from vaccination, in a way that makes it less vulnerable to protection from the vaccine, so less susceptible to the vaccine, basically. And this is something that is really unclear right now, and we're hoping that additional research will help us answer the question about whether or not the vaccine needs to be modified. But it certainly is a potential explanation. It deserves some very careful study.
Dr. Jeffrey Duchin, chief of communicable disease and immunizations for King County, Washington, where they're having a pertussis, a whooping cough outbreak. Dr. Duchin, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.